Yeah,
I had like five or six seasons on HBO. I like that. Yeah.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, if it's a vampire show, I'm just going to not watch it because I'm going to assume it's going to suck.
Steve,
you know?
Goodness.
I know. Wow. I know.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
I just don't think I can move through life knowing that a guy named Steven did this to me.
Are all men from the future loud-mouthed braggarts?
Nope. Just me, baby. Just me.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Just Another Fanboy, the podcast that's kind of hit or miss. I'm your host, my name is Steven, and I'm here to bring you the second part of my conversation with my Super Show co-host, Mr. Ed Moore. Before we jump into it, however, there are a couple of things you need to try and remember and keep in mind. First, part one was last week, and in that episode, Ed and I played a little game. Second, the stuff between Ed and I was recorded back in April, so when we start talking about shows we're watching on the various streaming services, just try and remember that we're talking about stuff that was new back in April. Got it? Good. Here's part two of my conversation with Ed from April of 2023. Enjoy. So, speaking of TV...
Okay.
Where are you at in regard to the Star Wars shows that are on Disney Plus?
We haven't started season 3 of The Mandalorian yet, and we are about halfway through Andor.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Mandalorian holdup is just because we just haven't sat down to watch it. We have Disney Plus. So we could watch it first comes on. We can go back and watch. Doesn't matter. Just life. Andor, though, is really trying for me.
Yeah.
I do not enjoy watching Andor. So the only reason that we're going to finish the season is because I want to sit down and watch it. Not because I enjoy it, because I didn't. I thought that... You know, everybody extolling. I'm like, no, that is like one of the dudliest shows I have ever seen. I just love Andor, man.
That last episode is your.
No, now Boba Fett and The Mandalorian. I can eat those all the time. I don't have an excuse for not being caught up.
They are a bit more fun. They're like, you know, if they're like playing with your action figures on TV and love them.
Well. They are a much lighter drama than what Andor is. Andor is...
It's heavy.
Yeah, it's almost like Shakespeare kind of heavy compared to those other shows, you know? So, so that's where we are.
I'm all caught up on, I think, all the Star Wars stuff. I even got caught up on the Bad Batch.
Okay, yeah, we haven't watched any animated shows there, so...
Yeah, I think we talked about this between episodes on when we were recording for the Superman Super Show, but the animated stuff, specifically the CGI stuff that Dave Filoni, you know, the Clone Wars, Rebels, and then the Bad Batch, it took me forever to watch Clone Wars because the first thing you have on Clone Wars is they call it the movie because it's basically like 4 episodes, I think. And they put them all together and they released it in the theater before they put the show on TV. Okay. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's just, it's crap. It's got this freaking cousin of Jabba the Hutt in it who speaks in this weird Southern accent. It's just, oh my God, it's horrible. Ahsoka Tano, that's the first time she appears. She's the most annoying character who calls Anakin Skywalker Sky Guy. You know, it's like, all right, this is not my show. And I think it was near the end of the whole show that somebody talked me into sitting down and watching it. And I'm really glad I did. It's you know, as you get into it, it gets so much better. Mm-hmm. And then the Bad Batch is really good. And when the new season of that started, it's my mind is always like, I'll get to it when I get to it. It's animated. It's not, you know, it's not that great. But then when I watch them, I'm like, holy crap, these are so good.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, they're animated. So there's always going to be something that's just not as good because.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But still, they're pretty fun. The Bad Batch is set like almost immediately after Return of the Jedi. So okay. It's like you can kind of watch the Bad Batch with something like Andor to see like the Empire coming together. But the Bad Batch focuses mostly on what happens to the clones after the Empire becomes a thing. So it's pretty neat. Because if you're not aware, the Bad Batch are like four clones who came out bad. There's something wrong with them. Like one guy is like really strong. They didn't come out exactly like the other clones. So they're kind of almost considered failures. They're
mutant clones.
Yeah. So they put them on their own team, and the other clones refer to them jokingly as the Bad Batch. Because they didn't come out right.
Okay.
So it's kind of fun. Really looking forward to Ahsoka, though, which is crazy because, again, the first time I saw her on anything, I hated her. But the more you watch Clone Wars, the better a character she becomes as she gets older, because she's like 13 or something when Clone Wars starts. And so, you know, she's an annoying teenager, but. As she grows up on the show, it gets so much better. And I think the live action version of Ahsoka looks really good. And there's references to the Thrawn trilogy, which is why I'm listening to the books now to get caught up on those. I'm on the third Thrawn book.
Well, originally those were not going to be new canon, I think. But now they are accepted canon. So,
well, they're part of the once Disney bought Star Wars, all that stuff was like, nope, it's not canon. If it says Legends,
Legends, it's not canon. Okay, yeah.
Well, and that was one of them.
Well, I thought,
which is really
now though that it has been accepted because Thrawn has been used in things.
No, they have taken stuff from them, like Grand Admiral Thrawn, and put him in main continuity. But it's like, it would be like a multiverse version of Grand Admiral Thrawn. And so it is kind of weird listening to these books because I read them when they first came out. And it was like, you watch Return of the Jedi and that's those three Star Wars movies other than that holiday special that was on TV.
Right.
That's about all you got. And then these books came out and they were so good. It's just continuation of the Star Wars stuff. But now... they're no longer in canon. So you listen to some of the stuff that they talk about and it's like, that is such a cool concept. I wish they would bring that back into the universe. And some of it, some of it they have and some of it they haven't. So how about the Marvel stuff? Where are you behind on any of that stuff?
The only thing at this point that we haven't watched yet is the Vision Scarlet Witch. We've watched everything else.
Wow. That's like, the first thing in that phase. Why'd you skip it?
Because I want to watch Marvel superheroes. I don't want to watch Marvel domesticity, wanting to have kids and living in, you know, Happy Town, New Jersey. I live that.
Yeah.
Why do I want to watch that on TV? You know,
I get it. Yeah. I think that's why they put the first two episodes up at the same time when they first released it, because each episode is kind of based, tailored on a certain era of TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like episode one is Leave It to Beaver. And then episode two is the Mary Tyler Moore or not the Mary Tyler Moore show. The one that the Andy Grip. No. What's the one that Mary Tyler Moore was in?
Well, she was the newspaper person.
No, Ed the Asner? One before that, she was the wife, Laura Petrie. I can't even think of the guy's name. The main guy, the guy that was in the show, whose name the show is named after him. He works on he was a writer on a TV show. That was his job. And the intro, the theme song intro, had him coming into the house and tripping over the ottoman.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, the Dick Van Dyke Show. Yes.
Dick Van Dyke Show.
So, I mean, if you watch, for example, you watch the first episode and it's like, well, okay. It's like a sitcom based off of, you know, the Leave It to Beaver, or actually more like I Love Lucy than even Leave It to Beaver.
Okay.
And then you watch the second episode and it's like, okay, that was pretty good too. It's not until it really starts, because, you know, when they really start moving it forward and introducing all the mystery and, you know, why is it so weird? And then there is some superhero stuff near the end of it.
Right. And to be honest, the only reason that it's in my mind to even go back and watch that is because that's how what's her face in the Marvels got her powers.
Yeah.
Was because what happened to her in that show. And so, not that I wouldn't be able to watch that movie not knowing that, but
right,
the fact that the one connects so directly to the other, it's like, well, you know, we've watched all the movies and might as well see this stream of story too. And I know I have said this before virtually everywhere in anything I've ever done that uses either my fingers to type or my voice. I use comic books to escape. And the closer that is, the closer a comic book or a comic book property is to real life, the less interested in it I'm going to be. I have one of those. That is what I want to escape by wanting to escape. You know, so it's, I don't want to see, well, what would it be like if so-and-so didn't have his powers? Well, he'd be a normal person.
Yeah.
And that's me. I'm a pretty normal person. I've got that down. I know what that's about. It doesn't interest me.
Well, I'll just say this. When you do finally watch WandaVision, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, because on the surface, that is kind of what it looks like. It's supposed to be Wanda and Vision move into the suburbs. They have a family, and it's just, you know, but it's like, yeah, but right away, it's like you scratch that surface and there's all this creepy, weird stuff underneath. And there's, like I said, there's a big mystery. I think I'm not telling you go out and watch it now. I just think when eventually you do, I think you're going to enjoy it.
Thanks for the affirmation, Billy. I appreciate it. I already want to watch it a little bit too, because I need to see where Wanda turned evil, because I've already seen the second Doctor Strange movie. And so, you know, she just pops up out of nowhere and it's like, wow, big change. So something, you know.
Yeah, I'm really happy for that Doctor Strange movie, because
I can see Billy shaking his fist.
Get off the lawn,
you kids.
Because the way WandaVision ends, it's like, wait a minute. Wanda was, she did some bad stuff in that, and she's just like walking away, like she's getting away with it. If you listen to any of my WandaVision episodes at the end that I did for Just Another Fanboy, I'm really upset about that. Mm-hmm. It's like, what kind of lesson are they trying to teach us here? But then
exactly
when we get to Doctor Strange, I was not expecting her to be the villain of the piece. Not expecting, despite what happened in WandaVision. I mean, when they did that, I was like, of course, that makes sense. That helps me reconcile how WandaVision ended. But have you seen Ms. Marvel then?
Yes.
Love that one. That was a good one. Did you like the trailer for Marvels? The teaser trailer?
I liked most of it.
Yeah.
Also, because of, I think probably age preferences, that giggly junior high-ish kind of character always annoys the piss out of me.
Yeah.
Because that is always the foil for the dumb things that happen, to the extent that were it me, that person would probably get a backhand way early and just like, you know, you almost got us. No, really killed. You almost got us killed. That's not funny.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I get that. And I think there are times when I see characters like that, that if they're, you can have a character like that, that if they're done right, I can tolerate them. But if they're not done right, the whole time I'm just like, somebody just needs to smack this person in the face because they're effing everything up. You know,
that's
but, you know, with Kamala Khan, I think in the trailer, that teaser trailer, I think the one thing about that that for me, points out one of the things that I really love about her is the beginning of that teaser when it's Monica Rambeau in the spacesuit and she's out there checking something out. And then the thing happens and she swaps places with Kamala Khan and she's just freaking out because suddenly she's in this spacesuit in space and she's screaming. And then she turns around and she sees Nick Fury in the, and she just turns into a fangirl. It's like, she just forgets the danger she's in. And she's just like, oh my God, you're Nick Fury. You know?
Yeah.
That just cracks me up.
And I don't know. And it's funny to think about that kind of movie being there being something in that movie because there being something in that type of movie that takes me out of it because I don't find it believable.
Yeah.
Which is amusing because it's like, but wait, the whole thing is not believable. I mean, there's this just tremendous irony that goes through my head. I'm like, what do you mean you can't believe that she, you can believe that the dude turns green and can, but you can't believe
that. Like, yeah, and I think that all comes down to the actor or the actress. So I think for you, when it comes to Kamala Khan, you probably just don't enjoy the way the actress is portraying her. An example I would use for that is, you know, did you ever watch the Arrow TV show?
Up until the final couple seasons, I lost my taste for it, but most of it.
I have never been able to get into that show. I've tried three times. I do not like the guy who plays Oliver Queen. I have seen him in other stuff, and I have enjoyed him in other stuff.
Oh, okay.
But do not buy him as Oliver Queen at all. And I can't get past that. I just can't. So,
yep.
Why, you know, yeah, so I get it. I do. It's
just one of those things you're
it's like, no, I've tried.
Didn't work for me. I've tried.
Plus, you know, his mansion in that first episode, it's Lex Luthor's mansion from Smallville, you know?
There are a lot of things. Now, I have found that to be the case, though, in a lot of CW shows.
Oh, yeah.
The CW show that was easiest for me to swallow was honestly Black Lightning.
Yeah, I want to watch that one.
That one I really didn't have any problems with. I have no idea why, but I don't know.
I couldn't get into Arrow, couldn't get into Flash. I just haven't been able to get into any of them. I've heard that Stargirl is really good, but I tried to watch. I thought, all right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll watch the Crisis on Infinite Earths thing. And I just, just couldn't get into it. You know, it's, I don't know, just couldn't get into them. To me, they felt like TV, whereas, you know, I've gotten used to watching the stuff that they are putting on the streaming services that feel like movies on your TV.
Right.
It's grander. So probably 10, 15 years ago, I'd probably be totally into that CW stuff, you know, but.
And I think a large portion of that also is age related.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There are those people that are our age that they are better able to suspend the fact that they're 50, 60 years old.
Yeah.
When they're being entertained.
Yep.
Sometimes I can, most of the time I can't. I carry my age with me and I just can't get away from it. And I think the CW shows are really geared for, not strictly, but they're geared to draw a younger audience. Yeah. And I'm always noticing those things, and it takes me out of whatever's happening. And Well,
the big thing that I noticed with The Flash that kind of freaked me out is I tried out that first episode and I'm like, hold on a minute. Barry Allen's older than me, right? He's been older than me my entire life. Why is he this young kid? And, you know, just never have noticed that with a lot of the other characters. That did their age didn't seem to factor in. But for some reason, the guy that plays Barry Allen, just I can totally tell that he's way younger than me. And
I'm just, it didn't that, work.
Nah, he's older than me. Barry Allen's always been older than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, they put somebody older than me playing him now. That's not going to work.
Right. Know? Yeah. Yeah. That won't be it either. Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Billy there's talking. He liked Smallville at first, but then it went off the rails. Or as us older people say, jumped the shark, which I remember watching that episode, by the way. That night, I watched that episode live. So I have always understood that reference. And he said, followed up, my wife and I watched it together as I love the comic book angles and she enjoyed the teen drama. Well, I mean, hey, that's cool. Both of you got something out of it and both of you were able to enjoy it. So that's cool.
I was really into Smallville. I don't think I ever finished it, but I distinctly remember that first episode and just the scene when the asteroids, the meteor hit the Earth and the Arthur and or I saw his comment about Billy D's comment about Arthur Fonzarelli.
Arthur Fonzarelli, yes.
But when
jumping the shark,
Jonathan and Martha are in the truck and it flips over on its top, and then little baby Clark Kent comes over and little baby Kal-El, he looks into the cab of the truck and I'm just like, oh my God, it's Superman. it really worked for me. And then, it really got kind of crazy there. And then plus now we learn that, that actress that played Chloe was in a weird sex cult. So,
she was. Yeah. Now, okay. You bring that up. Artist and art are two different things for me.
Yes.
One doesn't, unless I want it to, one doesn't affect my ability to enjoy the other. Because, especially now, if you watch or read or whatever something now, after somebody has just done all kinds of stupid stuff and they're in jail or what, they don't see a penny of what you're doing.
Yeah.
They never benefit from the fact that you are enjoying their art in that comic book, their writing on that TV show. If you are the kind of person that always want to be on the right side of the argument, okay, then go ahead and say, oh, well, no, I can't do that because 35 years ago, it's like 35 years ago. Okay. Fine. Yeah. But yeah, there's,
I'm the same way.
Books, that comes up quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm typically the same way. There's, for example, I've been rewatching The Mandalorian and what's her name who plays Cara Dune. She got booted off the show for saying something problematic on the social media and right-leaning ideas.
Yeah,
and I'm not having any problems watching the episodes that she's in. In fact, part of me's like, why did she have to go and do that? Because she's kind of awesome in the show.
Yeah, this was so cool.
But I do because there are certain actors whose name rhymes with John Bruce that I just can't stand to even look at. And I just won't watch any of their movies anymore.
Okay.
And, normally that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. But,
One of the last well, they've taken a break, but from the 2000s, let's say, one of the most profound, phenomenal writers, Warren Ellis.
Yeah.
His the stuff that he wrote for comic books was just, you know, out of this world. And, you know, no, I don't want to date him. I would prefer that none of the females in my family have anything to do with the man, you know. And I enjoy reading his, you know, so I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, he's one that I already own some of his stuff, I'll read it. But I'm not gonna spend any money on anything that might get him any kind of royalty.
Well, okay. Now, see, you go to a comic book store and you buy a trade paperback of his stuff. He's not going to see a penny of that.
Yeah, he's already gotten paid for that.
Yeah. So now on the digital services, yeah, he may still make money off of that. I don't know how that's set up, but. Yeah, go to your local comic book shop and buy the back issues.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like there are certain people that, yeah, there are certain lines that I just won't, I guess, won't cross. And there are some that, well, for example, my wife, whenever I'm watching a movie or a TV show and she come in and go, oh, don't watch that she's a Scientologist, you know, and it's like, that doesn't bother me. It does her. She won't
okay.
typically that's watch fair. Anything. Yeah. But that's her line. Right.
Yep.
Mine's, I guess, a little different.
So you can't watch Kirstie Alley stuff.
Oh, I can. She won't.
Right. Oh, she won't. Yeah. She won't watch John Travolta stuff.
Right.
Oh, wow. What a miss. She won't watch Tom Cruise stuff.
No, but I won't either. Cause regardless, Scientology or not, I just don't like him anymore.
You don't like Tom Cruise?
Oh, no.
Your wife doesn't like Tom Cruise either?
I used to. Far and Away used to be one of my favorite movies, and now I just can't even stand to look at the dude anymore. There's just yeah. So no, I haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, and I probably never will. And I watched Mission Impossible 1. I haven't seen anything since. So,
did you not like it?
I just don't like him. Well, I didn't hate him back then. And I just never got a chance to see Mission Impossible 2. And then he just turned into one of these guys that I just didn't like anymore. So I just have no desire to see anything that he's in anymore.
Okay.
Even Far and Away, which used to be one of my favorite movies.
Right.
But okay. I want to punch his face.
Plant that flag on that hill. That's fine.
Yeah. What else are you watching? Is there anything non?
We watch a lot of sports here in the house. Actually, tonight, I think while we've been recording this, instead of listening to us like my wife normally would, she's been watching the NCAA women's gymnastics finals from this past weekend. Because we were out of town, she wasn't able to watch it. Big women's college, well, not college, but women's gymnastics fan. A lot of HGTV and cooking channel stuff. I haven't really been wanting to come home after work and focus on a TV show.
Yeah.
I've been reading Dragonlance Forgotten Realms novels or comic books. So we'll put on a home improvement show or a cooking competition show that, you know, we can go in and out of focusing on. And, you know, that's usually what's on the TV. Actually, we've been meaning to sit down and get through our DVD movie stack that we have. We haven't really seen any genre movies since Batman came out.
You have seen the new Batman?
Not yet.
No, you haven't watched it.
Okay. It's the first one on the stack.
Right on top of the stack.
So everything after that, we haven't seen as far as DVD releases. Okay. We haven't been to the movies in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
So, I watch and keep up with and just make a list. We need to get this DVD. Need to get that one.
It's like when... Because I can totally be the same way where it's the, you know, even working from home, my day is done, turn off the computer, and it's like, I don't really just really feel like getting into a TV show right now, or even watching a full movie. I just, you know, so yeah, I'll sit and read comics. And we were gonna go see the second Avatar movie in the theaters, but we just never did. And then okay, I got yeah. it digitally when it released digitally. So we own it on Apple TV, but we've yet to watch it.
Still haven't
because,
watched it. Okay.
Yeah, because it's one thing when it's like trying to get yourself motivated to do certain things, but then trying to then
to
pair
people.
That up with somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
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 So,
Billy D. Yes. And the concept of that movie intrigues me to no end. The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Do you know what The Last Voyage of the Demeter is? Movie aside.
It sounds familiar, but no. Tell me.
It is the boat that Dracula used in the novel. Okay. And this movie is about that voyage.
I did watch half of that trailer, and I don't remember why I didn't finish it. I got distracted or something.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There are several things here we didn't talk about. What do you say here? I don't let those things bother me too much. Yeah, there are some artist actors that I have difference with, but it really depends on the specific. Yeah. And I'm sure there are people who would do something in my mind egregious enough that I would just totally write them off.
Yeah.
And if I sat and thought about it, there probably are artists that I have done so thoroughly that they don't even come to mind unless I really try to sit down and think of who I avoid, you know? Never is it a political thing. No, politics for me never plays in. And boy, is that good, because right now there is nothing but politics. I mean,
yeah. And
everywhere,
you know, with me, it's like sometimes yes and sometimes no. And I will never begrudge anybody. You know, if there's like a certain creator or something that I just will never read their, you know, I'm not going to read their comics. I just found out that they're a comics gate person or something, you know. I'm never going to begrudge anybody else while reading their stuff. It's a choice that each person has to make. If you want to read their stuff, that's fine.
It's interesting you bring that up, because every time he comes out with something, I buy what Ethan Van Sciver puts out.
Yeah.
Because his art, I think, is just awesome.
Yeah.
Billy Tucci is the same way. Now, I think people would be a lot more forgiving of Billy Tucci, even though he, a lot of times, is sitting right next to Ethan Van Sciver ideologically, but he seems to get a pass for some reason. I don't know. But Billy Tucci's art is awesome.
Maybe he's just not as vocal about it. I don't know if I've ever heard his name come up in those circles.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff, I'm like, whatever, you know, there may be people that it's like, well, I wouldn't vote for them. I don't want my sister dating them. But, you know, as far as buying their books, whatever, you know, and now this comes from someone who has grown up, excuse me, and spent his entire life as both identifying conservative and identifying Christian, which right now, both of those are bashed every which way you look. And so I'm used to the fact that people probably don't agree with everything that I see. You know, they don't see the same way I see. And so I extend that to most people as well. It's like, okay, unless you're going to come up on my porch and be shouting at my door, I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. You know, you can do it. But honestly, just to be safe, do it over there. That's fine. Yeah, I'm not, you know. So
here's the thing. The fact of the matter is, you know, you bring up Christian, for example.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people, and I'm frankly one of them, that you hear that and there's a part of you that automatically goes, but I know that in many cases, it's always the loudest people that end up kind of defining
mm-hmm.
how certain groups are perceived.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. I know that there is a song that we did back in my Larry days where I took a clip from a movie and put it at the beginning of it. I can't remember what the movie was. It was a Civil War movie, and I don't remember what it was. But I remember there are two guys in it were discussing the whole slavery thing. And one guy says, this is the part I took out and put in the beginning of the song, was never judge a race. Any man who judges by the group is a peewit. You take men one at a time. And that's kind of how I feel about things, you know?
Yep. Well, and, you know, I was going to say there are those people that want to say Christian, oh, where they're all, you know, but they will rebuke somebody if they say, well, you know, all gay people, well, all black people. Well, and it's like, but you're doing the exact same thing. You can't possibly believe that all whatever are the same, are going to treat you the same. Come on. That is just, you know, Billy Tucci is a veteran. Yeah, that probably goes a long way, Billy, as far as why people like Billy. It's certainly something I appreciate about the man for sure. You're right. Every interaction I have ever heard about Billy Tucci has always been positive. I have never heard somebody had a bad experience meeting the man. So I don't know. Maybe people who have actually met Ethan Van Sciver are the same way. Yes, I have seen some of his interactions via video, and they are pretty rough on both sides. But that's on video. People are a lot braver on video than they will be standing nose to nose. So things happen that would never happen in person. Yeah, so,
but
just,
and it's,
you know,
and it's prob- but yes, like I said, I've never personally heard Billy Tucci's name.
In that
context. So, you know, I'm very much a innocent until proven guilty kind of person. When I meet somebody new or hear about somebody new or talk about somebody new that I don't know anything about, my assumption is always that the person is a good person until I learn otherwise.
Right.
And if somebody's going to go on the internet and get on a video and spew a lot of hate, for me, regardless of whether it's easier for them to do it on video than to do it to somebody face to face, it's still obviously mean it. It's still what they believe in. They believe in that hate, so
they took the time to do it regardless.
Yeah,
so, I got you. I'm still going to buy Cyberfrog, but you're not, and you know that's absolutely cool.
That's what you do. You vote with your wallet.
That's it. Okay, back to The Last Voyage of the Demeter. Yeah, that looks freaking awesome. I just saw it maybe this past weekend, I think, for the trailer for the first time. I don't know if it just dropped it looks really it looks really good.
I'm typically not a vampire guy. I'm not sure why.
What?
There are certain vampire stuff that I will enjoy. The Blade movies, for example, except for the third one. I enjoy the Blade movies.
I like parts of it.
Yeah. I think that when it comes to like the whole gothic, I'm not a gothic type of person when it comes to, I think it's less vampire, more, you know, the
I was going to ask, you know, if you had read any of the Vampire Lestat books.
I actually have. I listened to the one where he is a rock star.
Isn't that gothic?
Louis has been around since
the 1800s.
Yeah, I don't care for Interview with the Vampire. You know, I don't care for it. And frankly, I think for me, because I don't like that kind of stuff, I think Anne Rice is the one that slightly ruined vampires for me, because that became so popular. And Bram Stoker's Dracula, the Gary Oldman version. I love Gary Oldman.
Oh, he,
you know, that became what vampires were for a long time.
Sure.
And so when something kind of stepped out of that, for example, Cassidy from Preacher, that's right. A vampire I can get behind, you know.
Okay, but, yeah, that's definitely not in that mold, but yeah, for sure.
And I've even written Norman, Oklahoma stories that I've never put out there that have vampires in them. So I guess I got nothing against them. Just not, I guess I'm not into that so gothic emo.
You don't like Anne Rice. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of vampire novels that you're scratching off your list there.
Yeah. I don't like gothic emo vampires, and I don't like glitter vampires either.
Okay. Yeah. Now the vampires can keep their diaries to themselves. Yeah. That's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. I had a buddy, a guy I worked with. We sat right next to each other. I come into work one day and he's got the first, what are those glitter vampire movies
vampire that were based diaries. On books?
No, it's the other one with the Bella and.
Oh, let's see. Bella Swan. Twilight.
Yes, Twilight. He had the first Twilight movie on DVD on his desk. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he goes, oh, you should watch it. It's pretty good. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, give it a chance. And he handed it to me and I took it home. And the next day I come back and I said, this sucked. And he just started laughing. He goes, I know, I was just messing with you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How about Sookie Stackhouse? Did you watch her show when it was on HBO?
I have no idea what that is.
That's the main female character and the Southern Vampire. Let me see. The Southern Vampire Mysteries is the name of the series, but it was by Charlaine Harris. Yeah. And the HBO TV show was called something else. It had like True Blood.
Yeah,
had like five or six seasons on HBO. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if it's a vampire show, I'm just going to not watch it because I'm going to assume it's going to suck.
Steve, you
know?
Goodness.
I know. I've always been a werewolf guy.
You're a big lumper, man. You're just lumping all these things together.
I know.
Now, I will say, Billy D says he's not a big fan of Anne Rice, but Hammer now. And yeah, I think... being a vampire, a Hammer vampire, a Hammer horror fan is, yeah. I think that's an appropriate thing. Yeah. Hammer.
I kind of liked Dusk Till Dawn. I thought the Robert Rodriguez half got a little kind of overly strange at one point, but that was a fun movie.
Did you watch that TV series?
I started it. I never finished it, but I enjoyed what I watched. Okay. Yeah. It's just that the whole, like I said, the Anne Rice, I've been alive forever and I'm so sad about it. You know, I just can't get into that kind of stuff.
That's perfectly acceptable. And there were plenty of people that did like Anne Rice.
Oh yeah. So. Oh yeah. In fact, they
made up for it.
Did you ever watch, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Yes.
I read the book before they'd even announced that there was a movie because I went, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, that sounds awesome. And when you read the introduction, the author basically said the author was the same guy that wrote, I'm pretty sure he's the same guy that did Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which I didn't read. But he said the reason he came up with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is because he said for like months, every time he'd go in a bookstore, the books that were always right up front, there was like some big anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's death, or it was that year that it was a big, anniversary. And so it was either an Abraham Lincoln biography and then an Anne Rice vampire book. And so he started going, let's put these together.
Yep.
So Pride and Prejudice
and Zombies.
Pride, Prejudice and Zombies. Yeah.
Right. That was the other one he wrote. So that brings to mind Harriet Tubman, Demon Slayer.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Have it now? Okay. No. I read that too. Not a big fan. The trailer looks very opposite of the modern vampire to me. For the Hammer vampires, Billy?
Which trailer are you talking about, Billy?
As far as
the 10 minutes for the lag for him,
the
to
lag
answer.
In voice and the lag in typing. And yeah. Not much modern caught up TV in the past, probably for most of this year so far, really.
Demeter.
Oh, going way back there. Absolutely. Because, I mean, I would hope that that's what they would do, being on a big passenger whaling vessel in the 1800s or 1700s, 1800s, I think, is when that happened. So
yeah.
I would hope that they tried to make it a period kind of thing. So, yeah. Nice and dark.
They're not playing any rock and roll music in it. That always drives me crazy. If you watch a Western and then there's like squealing guitars in it.
What was the night movie that had contemporary music in it?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It had the Joker in it.
A
Knight's Tale.
Knight's Tale, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that movie.
It's a fun movie, but sometimes the guitars take me out
sure,
of it.
Sure, yeah. The boys are back in town as they're riding into London. It's like, okay.
But nowadays, though, because of movies like Guardians of the Galaxy, that's like the thing now is to, you know, look at the freaking trailer for that Dungeons and Dragons movie that has that Led Zeppelin song in it.
You know,
it's like every trailer for that I would see, it has that Led Zeppelin song in it. And it's like, I want to see it, but
what I equate that to is them holding up the sign for the demographic that they're trying to get to watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know, 80s tunes on a mixtape. That is me.
Yeah.
I lived it. I did it. That's who they want to go watch the movie, which I did. So it's like, yeah, that's, you know, the kids are like, that's a stupid song. What is it? Never mind. It's not for you. Yeah. Just move on. It's all right.
I've heard good things about that Dungeons and Dragons movie.
I have, too. I'm a little confused by the fact that all the characters are thieves. That's not very Dungeons and Dragon-y.
No, you usually have you got to have one thief, a paladin,
it's a
wizard.
Mixed party.
You know, yeah.
That's the whole point. So, yeah, I'm interested to see it. No sparkles, no lovey-dovey nonsense. Oh, yeah, and the Demeter movie? No, none of that. Very much a where the hell is that thing going to jump out next kind of movie. That's, yeah.
See, I don't like that kind of stuff either. I don't like to be scared.
Don't be scared. Just know that it's going to happen.
I like movies that creep me out, you know, that scare me more on this is going to come up in my nightmares for the next few nights.
Okay.
But the jump scare stuff,
it doesn't have much jump scare. Yeah. Maybe it's, you know,
but it looks creepy.
The flash of lightning and he's there and the flash of lightning and he's gone. And
did look a bit nightmare inducing.
Okay.
You know that, I mean, like I said, I only saw half of that trailer, but it wasn't because I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this. Somebody came and said, hey, can you help me with this or something? I don't remember what it was, and I just never went back to it. But I don't remember watching that first half of the trailer going, this is not for me.
But go back and watch it again.
Yeah, because, you know, I've got that vampire bias, you know? It's like, vampire, all right, you're going to have to work hard to get me to even give this movie a chance.
Think of it as the filler.
Bye, Billy.
All right, Billy. Bye, man. The filler for the Dracula novel. Did you read Dracula while you were still able to? No? Okay.
No, I've never didn't read Dracula. I didn't read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. A lot of classic books, unless they required it in high school.
Right.
Didn't read. The first time I sat down and read a classic was Catcher in the Rye, because my best friend in high school, Paul, just loved that book. Just loved it. And I read it and I just went, I don't get it. You know? And so it burned me. So I haven't. We have a couple back here on the shelf that I keep meaning to read, but just haven't.
We'll get to it, man. The Dracula novel was required reading in my junior high. Until I was in the year, which I believe was ninth grade, that you normally read it. And some poor student was having nightmares. And so mommy and daddy came up and complained and they pulled the book and we weren't able to finish it.
That's too bad. That's crap. That's crap.
I finished it on my own, but yeah. Yeah.
It's like, okay, you don't want your kid reading it? Fine. Don't let your kid read it. Don't tell us that, you know.
Don't take my choice to read it away from me.
Exactly.
You can exercise your choice. And so many things today, that's the way I look at it. If you don't want to, then don't. But don't take my ability to choose whether or not I want to away from me. That's the issue that I have with a lot of things. You know, let me decide.
Yeah.
And that's me standing on my lawn, shaking my fist. Let me decide.
It's the hill on your lawn.
Big ass flag shaped like me. Yeah.
I have recently been rewatching Schitt's Creek. Have you?
I've heard of that? It. Never watched it.
It's pretty funny. Other than that, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm caught up. I look forward to Wednesday because it's a new Mandalorian and a new Ted Lasso.
Okay.
However, tomorrow I think is the season finale of Mandalorian.
Wow! Which already? Is,
dude. Yeah, which is going to make me sad, but can't wait for it because last week's episode was so good. I think Ted Lasso still has a few weeks left, though. I think it's like a 12 episode season or something. But and then I don't know. You know, it's why I like when these streaming services do the weekly shows instead of dropping it all at once. Cause then
I have
something to look forward to. And then, you know, we got Ahsoka coming in August.
Well, doesn't that give you the chance to go back and watch something that you haven't watched and just fit it in that slot? I mean, just,
I've been contemplating an entire Star Wars rewatch.
Okay.
But two things have kind of stalled me on that. One is, you know, the completist in me feels like, all right, well, if you're going to do a Star Wars rewatch, you got to start with chronologically the first one. And that's Phantom Menace. And if it's on, I will watch it and I'll have fun with those prequel movies. But, you know, I've seen them 30, 40 times, but a lot of times I can't. It's something good to have on in the background while I'm reading comics. Right.
You're not going to search it out to watch it specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that's kind of stopped me is because it's like, all right, so I'm going to watch all this stuff chronologically. And it's not like the Marvel Cinematic Universe where every movie is technically, with the exception of a couple, chronologically is the next step. Whereas with the Star Wars, this one's told between these movies. This one's told between these movies. And so it's like, all right, so if I watch it chronologically, I'll get done. You know, I can watch Attack of the Clones and then the Revenge of the Sith. And then between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope, there's like Andor.
Right.
But Andor's not done. So I'll have to go back and do it all over again when that's done.
The later seasons as they come out. Yeah. Yeah.
One of my earbuds just died. So the other one's probably about to go.
Get ready to. Okay.
So, yeah. Fun.
Yep.
You know, I figured the game would last maybe half hour, and then look at that, we still stretch it out to another hour and a half.
Why is this perhaps going to be the last thing or the only thing or that you alluded to?
Because I've been contemplating the whole idea of doing this over on Steven or Else instead. Basically.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is kind of like a pilot test drive to see if I want to do that. And I don't know if I will, because then I would have to try to schedule time with guests, and that becomes a whole thing. So I don't know that it's hard enough for me to maintain a weekly podcast by myself without having to take breaks every now and then, but adding something like that in, you know, but that's all. It's just that I thought I'd use this as kind of a test to see how I felt, how it went. And then if I wanted to move forward with something like this, I could, and I can anyway. I don't have to do it every week. I don't have to do it every month, no. Do whatever the hell I feel like. Right.
Yep. And it doesn't have to be 2 hours. It doesn't have to be 1 hour. whatever. One topic, somebody, hey, can you, how about Wednesday at 7? Yeah, okay, well, you talk about this. Okay, talk about it for 45 minutes and put it up. I mean, you know,
Yeah, and I don't know when I will take the audio from this, you know, your audio, my audio, put it together, make an episode. Okay. I don't know. I may put it all together, and then when I'm ready to start doing more episodes of Just Another Fanboy, that'll be the first one that comes out. I'll be an episode already in the can, you know?
There you go. Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm you know, my second week of not making any podcasts except for Superman Super Show, and I'm okay with it.
So which we don't have on the schedule, do we? Or do we?
Well, it should have been this week. So
well, yeah, right.
But we'll
we did this.
Not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. That's going to be what?
So this is 1825 second, May 2. Yeah.
May 2.
The second be with, or no, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, okay. Don't. Sorry. Okay.
All right. Well, those of you watching the video, thank you for hanging out with us. Like and comment, smash that bell, whatever all those YouTubers say.
Leave a comment below.
It's over here. I don't know where it's at. So, all right, I'm going to end the broadcast. Broadcast is ending, I think. Well, there you go, folks. I hope you had just as much fun listening as I did talking and recording and editing and all that. When next we return, you'll get one of the Just Another Fanboy classic episodes, and then I have some more fun stuff lined up after that. In fact, I've been asked recently if I'm going to get back to Madman, and the answer is yes. But, well, here's the thing. It may be another month or so before I do, because... well, I'm working on stuff, folks. That's about all I'm willing to say at this point, but I'm trying to put out episodes right now that I don't have to put a lot of work into so that I can devote my time to getting this other stuff done and ready. And I think you'll be quite happy when I do. You're just going to have to be a bit patient. And in return, I'll try not to rush anything or to talk about it before I'm ready, because nothing sets me up for failure like talking about something I have planned before I'm ready to put it out there. It seems like once I talk about it, it never gets made. So I'm just trying to keep my lips sealed for now. But yeah, stick around. In fact, I would urge each and every one of you, if you haven't at this point, to subscribe to either my Steven or Else feed or to my free Substack, Steven Says Stuff, because if you're subscribed to either one of those, you'll never miss anything I release, because it will all be in those two places, as well as being released on their own feeds. So yeah, go do that. Go do it now. And lastly, if you have any feedback or you have a question or two, email me now at justanotherfanboy@gmail.com. Until then, folks, my name is Steven, and I'm just another fanboy. Be nice to each other.
The Just Another Fanboy podcast is a Steven R. Else production. Find more great shows at StevenRElse.com. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month by joining my Patreon at patreon.com/StevenROr. And in return, I am going to do my very best to get you and your fellow patrons shows just like this one before anybody else. I also encourage you to rate this show wherever available and share this episode with a friend. All links will be in the show notes.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Good job.
Uh-oh.
He's pooping.